Every time you touch me, I get high.
Rob, every time you touch me, I get stoned.
Stoned.
Hey, hear that music, Rob?
Yeah.
You know what that means? It's time
for some spaghetti better to get shot.
No, it's not time for any spaghetti. It's time for, have you seen any good movies lately, with our movie critic, Scott Barlow, who tonight is calling live from a bar on the north end, the north side of Cincinnati, called Northside, The Comet. Hi, Scott.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Scott, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
What's that?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Actually, I have.
Really, Scott? Well, tell us, since you're a movie critic and a movie reviewer, just like Ebert and Siskel, what movies have you seen lately that are good?
You know what else I am?
What?
I'm an active drug abuser.
Oh, man.
No, hey, I'm just joshing you. I'm just joshing you. Come on. Hey, I saw Paradise Lost, The Child Murders of Robin Hood Hills. It's a documentary about some child murders that happened in Arkansas. It's a very good movie.
It's a documentary, though?
It's a documentary, you know, so it's like real life, but it's still interesting.
Is it like a PBS documentary or what?
Well, it was made for HBO, and they blew it up to 35 millimeters, so it still looks like it's TV, but it's not bad.
And it's showing over at that new Marymount Theater in Marymount, isn't it?
The Marymount Theater I want to give a big thumbs up to, because it's beautiful. It's very nice. They keep it up well. They hired a bunch of punk kids to take care of it, but it's still not bad.
They don't have any video games yet.
No video games.
But they're coming, I bet.
Sling Blade, they got Sling Blade playing. That's a great movie.
Did you see Sling Blade?
I did see Sling Blade.
What is Sling Blade all about? Isn't that with a guy named Billy Bob Thornton?
Well, the big surprise of Sling Blade, in my opinion, is Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam's in it, and he plays sort of an abusive boyfriend, but he's excellent. He's outstanding. He's as good as any actor I've ever seen.
I thought he was just a country singer, that Dwight Yoakam.
He is a country singer, but he's also, I guess, a sort of a fly-by-night actor.
He's a Renaissance man. Don't be afraid to say it, Scott.
You know, he was very good. So was Billy Bob Thornton, who wrote and directed the movie, plays the main character.
The only time I ever saw Dwight Yoakam act was he had a walk-on in a movie called True Romance, where he played a truck driver, and then he was in a made-for-TV movie about the Roswell UFO crash, and he played a redneck farmer that found the UFO, and Kyle MacLachlan played the army guy who was trying to find out about the UFO and everything.
Well, he played a truck driver in Red Rock West. He wasn't in True Romance.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Red Rock. I get all my movies mixed up. Red Rock West, was it?
I didn't mean to make you look bad, man.
That's all right. Don't show up the host, Scott.
Sorry, man.
So, Billy Bob Thornton, who is this guy, and what is Sling Blade all about?
He wrote and starred in he didn't star in it. He wrote and acted in a movie called One False Move that you should go rent. He also had a bit part in a movie called Dead Man with Johnny Depp. That was an outstanding movie, and he was also outstanding in it, a great cameo.
What part did he play in Dead Man?
He's sitting around the campfire course with Iggy Pop when Johnny Depp shows up, and they both want to rape him, and there's a big shootout.
Oh, boy. And they both want to rape him.
They both want to have sex with Johnny Depp.
That sounds better than The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Right. It's a homoerotic Western. It's great.
Yeah, but how do people really know Billy Bob Thornton?
What?
How do people really know Billy Bob Thornton?
Well, no one knows who he is until he got nominated for an Oscar.
He was on that Marky Post John Ritter show, Hearts of Fire, for whenever that was on for six
weeks.
Was he
on that show?
Yes, he was like John Ritter's stooge.
Well, no wonder John Ritter was in the movie.
John Ritter plays a fag in the new movie, Sling Blade.
Yeah, man, he plays a faggot.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you said fag before me, you homophobe.
What other movies have you seen this week, Scott? Have you seen any movies that just...
Rosewood.
Rosewood? What's Rosewood all about?
That's the new John Singleton movie about a town, a southern town in the 30s that gets burned, and a bunch of silly hillbillies string up a bunch of black people.
Is it any good?
Well, it's supposedly it's historically accurate, and yet the movie is made like a Spielberg movie. It's big and dramatic, and they've got huge, big, beautiful music, and while these people are getting killed and murdered, you have these huge, beautiful images of it, and this beautiful music is playing, and the whole thing just seems really sort of sickening.
What did you think of NBC showing Schindler's List commercial-free last week?
Well, I disagree with it.
Why is that?
Because network television is network television, and network television sucks. Movies, real movies, are made for cable. You should show them on cable, because network TV shows nothing but garbage.
So Schindler's List is garbage?
No, it's not garbage, but if they choose to show it in prime time, some kid might turn it on. I mean, that's terrible. You can't have a kid watching Schindler's List.
Why not? Kid might learn something.
Because there's a line drawn between network television and cable, and the line has been
quality
stretched and fuck, oh, excuse me, and terribly distorted by shows like NYPD Blue and ER.
So basically what you're saying, if you want to see a bare ass, you should have to turn to cable.
Exactly, or you should rent it.
And you don't want to be able to see a bare ass on regular TV.
It makes you feel like
an idiot for paying for cable if you can see naked people on regular TV.
Exactly.
Okay, so in order to make you feel like you're getting your money's worth on HBO, you want them to take the TNA and the skinny dead people naked.
No, I'm not talking about money here. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about just network television is network television, and kids can sit there and watch it all night. And that's why they don't show certain things on network TV.
But
you have cable, whereas you can turn to cable and watch stuff on cable.
Okay, and I get it. And kids can't watch cable because some sort of death ray comes out and zaps them. Is that the thinking here?
Hey, Scott.
What?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're currently talking to our movie review critic, Scott Barlow. And I want to ask you, since we're talking about kids...
He's not just a movie critic. He's also an active drug abuser.
Since we're talking about kids, I want to ask you about Macaulay Culkin.
You want to talk about active drug abuser?
I want to talk about Macaulay Culkin. Now, listen up.
What about him?
How old is Macaulay Culkin now?
I don't know. He's probably about 15.
About 15? Did you know that a New York judge just recently ruled that Macaulay Culkin can indeed use some of his $17 million to keep his family from homelessness?
Well, good for him.
Now, if you were Macaulay Culkin's mom and dad, what would you do being homeless? What's Macaulay doing to them?
Hey, look, I don't know anything about that, but you know what I'm going to go see tomorrow night?
Hold on. Did you know that Macaulay Culkin's parents are so poor that there's a real possibility that Macaulay Culkin and his family could be evicted and left without a home?
What, you mean Kit Culkin?
Yeah. The straight Supreme Court of New York, his name is Justice David Sachs. He also removed the actor's warring parents as guardians of his property, so now Macaulay Culkin owns all $17 million of it, and he doesn't have to give Jack nothing to his mom and dad if he don't want. Not a penny.
You know, I, like most of the nation, probably just really don't care about that whole situation.
What about Babe the Pig? Do you think anybody cares about Babe the Pig?
About what?
The pig that was the actor in the movie Babe.
What about him?
If you could call a pig an actor, since he doesn't have to remember
any
lines.
There are a lot of pig actors because that pigs at that age grow so fast.
The pig that was the actor in Babe was auctioned off last week at a Southeastern youth fair where most pigs wind up becoming bacon or pork chops.
Well, you know what I say about that? I say cook them up and serve them to me, baby, because I'm going to eat them.
Did you know Babe was a movie about a pig who, get this, he thinks he's a sheepdog?
I like that movie.
Okay, Scott, what are you going to see next week?
You know what I'm going to see next week?
Scott Barlow, movie critic, what are you going to see next week?
You want to hear what I'm going to see next week?
Get to it.
Booty call.
Booty call? You're going to see booty call?
No, it's not just booty call, it's booty call.
Well, you will call us next week and give us a review of your screening of booty call,
hey,
won't you?
You know who wrote it, don't you?
Who?
Bootsy.
Bootsy Collins?
I thought Jamie Foxx wrote it.
No, his name's Bootsy. It's only Bootsy. It's like Cher. It's just Bootsy.
So why do you say
Because that's the hip-hop way to say it. Bootsy.
Okay. And what else do you want to see?
Lost Highway. I think that's opening this weekend.
That's that David Lynch thing, right?
The new David Lynch movie.
You excited about that one?
Well, I don't know. His last two movies were really sucky, so I'm hoping this
will
be
good. What were his last two?
Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me.
Well, that's just Nerdsville. What else did he do?
What was the one before that?
What was the one with Get Your Robe, Neighbor, and A Real Man Drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon and all that?
Well, that was Blue Velvet. That was a good film.
I like that movie.
That was a quality movie. God, I've seen so many movies since I last talked to you guys.
Thanks, Scott. Call us next week and tell us all about
booty call. Quit blowing us off all the time, you bonehead, and fulfill your responsibilities.
Well, I'm calling you now.
Hey, listen, dude, if you can quit abusing drugs for 10 minutes to dial us up.
Hey, I'm not an active drug abuser. I'm not worried about the pigs coming down on me.
Okay.
Bye
bye.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Do what?
What are you guys doing tonight? You want to come climb on my bone?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and this has been another edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately with our movie critic and drug abuser, Scott Barlow. We'll be back next week with another scintillating show, and until then, listen to the B-Boys Underground.
And check out Booty Call.
Yeah, and next week we'll discuss the moral and social implications of Booty Call. Are you guys ready to go?
We're ready to go.
Okay, well, here's the B-Boys Underground. I'm going to get on my chair. I'm going to leave.
So you guys are up. What do you
want to
do first?
Hey, did I mention that this is WAIF in Cincinnati? Oh, just WAIF Cincinnati. Got to keep it legal. Go. So what's up?
We got
it's time for the B-Boys Underground.
Dib, start the music, man.
Dib, start the music, man. It's going to be a hoedown tonight. It's going to be a hootenanny. I heard the B-Boys Underground going to have a little sing-along tonight. Are they going to have a sing-along tonight?
I don't know.
Are you guys going to... You guys gonna have a sing along tonight?
No. Okay. We're gonna have some mama jokes. Mama jokes. Yeah.
What's a mama joke?
Hey, it's a mama joke.
Turn it off. Everything's up.
Everything is, man. Leave me alone. Show me. I don't know. Shut up.
It's that new expensive mixer.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Jokes. Conservative B-Boys Underground.